Welcome, witches, to episode 29 of Witch Talk. I'm your host, Bree, a Scorpio Sun, Taurus Moon, Pisces Rising, and this is a witch's guide for the week of September 2nd to September 8th, 2024. It feels so nice to be in September, finally. I truly love the fall, the autumn equinox. I love how Virgo season coincides with going back to school season. Oh, wait, if astrology isn't real, why does Virgo season happen at the same time as back to school season? Exactly, crickets. Anyway, this week is definitely something. We have a lot of squares and an opposition and a new moon in Virgo to start off the week. If I had to describe this week in three words, I would say it is cleansing. It is challenging, but it's also renewing. On a scale of 1 to 10, I'd rate it a 6. There are some challenging aspects and moments of tension, particularly with Mars squaring Neptune and the Sun opposing Saturn, but the new moon in Virgo and the entry of Mars into Cancer does offer opportunities for renewal and just softens things up a bit. It's a mix of difficulties, but also chances for growth. With that being said, though, we are 100% in eclipse season. On September 4th, we will be 2 weeks away from a lunar eclipse in Pisces, so that energy is most definitely picking up and will be potent. Eclipses happen in pairs, so this will be Pisces and Virgo, so keep an eye on what house rules those two signs for you, because starting September 17th to the 18th, depending on where you live, those themes are going to be heavily activated for the next 2 years or so. And in between this first Pisces eclipse and the first Virgo eclipse, we're going to have the Aries and Libra eclipses finishing up as well. So a lot of eclipses coming your way. You'll hear more about the eclipse 2 episodes from now, as well as any topaz social media in the coming 2 weeks, but just keep it in mind. With that being said, let's get into this week's episode. We start this week off with a new moon in Virgo on September 2nd at 9:55 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, which really opens up a portal, not literally, metaphorically, to purification. And it's a new moon surrounded by the idea of us recalibrating and refining the details of our lives. Virgo's essence is rooted in service and humility, right? Making this new moon a great time to set intentions that align with the more practical improvements of our lives. So this could be refining daily routines, focusing on our health, you know, being very mindful, being very demure, being very mindful of what we're putting in our bodies, or doing work that requires organization and specific care. This new moon is about planting seeds that will grow with long and deliberate attention. With Mercury being Virgo's ruler, moving direct now, this new moon gets an added layer of clarity and precision. The fog of retrograde confusion has lifted, leaving behind a more clear path forward for everyone. So this is the time to do things that need focus and specific attention. Remember, Virgo is associated with the harvest, and this new moon is a reminder that the fruits we wish to gather in the future require careful and thoughtful planting now. This new moon, like most new moons, also just serves as a call to cleanse and release what no longer serves us. Virgo's energy is deeply connected to purification more than the other signs, and so Virgo really wants us to clear out the clutter, both literal and metaphorical, to make room for new growth. And as we set our intentions under this new moon, it's essential to really consider what needs to be let go of in order to create space for the new. On September 3rd at 12:09 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, as Mars in Gemini squares Neptune retrograde in Pisces, prepare to be confused. Mars in Gemini is quick, it's agile and eager to engage, but Neptune's influence in Pisces challenges this energy with waves of uncertainty and confusion. The square really brings a heightened risk of miscommunications, misunderstandings, and just actions that may be driven more by wishful thinking than by clear or rational thought. In astrology, this kind of aspect really calls for a lot of caution. Mars genuinely struggles to maintain its usual clarity when it's mixed up with Neptune's fog and disorients. Our usual strategies might falter under this influence, meaning a sense of disorientation or being misled. This is the energy where you definitely want to pause and carefully consider your motivations, you know, ensuring that your actions are rooted in truth and clarity instead of in the illusions or deceptions that Neptune might want to sneak and weave in there. Speaking of Mars, on September 4th at 3:46 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Mars enters Cancer, beginning a very, very long journey through this sign where the quote-unquote warrior planet finds itself in very unfamiliar territory. Mars is in its fall in Cancer, a sign that prioritizes emotional security and nurturing over direct confrontation like Mars. So this transit shifts our focus inward, really directing our energy towards home and family and the foundations of our emotional life. The external battles of the world give way to the more intimate personal struggles of our hearts. Mars in Cancer is a time to fortify our emotional boundaries, to protect and nurture what is most dear to us. This transit really encourages us to act in defense of our loved ones and to build and secure our homes and to ensure that our emotional needs are always being met. But as usual, when dealing with Cancer, this transit also carries the risk of moodiness and reactive behavior because Mars's fiery energy is naturally at odds with Cancer's desire for safety and comfort. It's going to be a time to channel our actions into constructive, supportive activities that build rather than harm. Important to know is that Mars will revisit Cancer in January of 2025 and literally won't be completely out of Cancer until April of 2025. So even though a bunch of stuff will be happening in between, like Mars retrograding and entering Leo and stuff, it really doesn't leave this cycle until April 2025, which is like a 7 to 8 month cycle. So the themes we experience during this specific transit right now, those of home and family and emotional security and boundaries, will resurface throughout 2025, that beginning part of 2025, offering us multiple chances to address any unresolved issues in those areas. Buckle up, because this Mars cycle is going to be a long journey. At 5:19 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, same day of September 4th, Venus in Libra squares the North Node. In this moment, with this aspect, the universe is going to be asking us to reconsider our approach to love and partnerships and maybe even what we think beauty is. The square to the North Node may bring up challenges that reveal where our relationships are kind of out of alignment with our soul's path. We might find ourselves drawn to situations that test our commitment to our relationships, forcing us to make choices that could steer us closer to our destined growth. This aspect is not just about finding peace in the present, but also ensuring that our connections and relationships serve our highest good in the long run. The tension between Venus and the North Node, because this is a square, also could mean that the past may be pulling at us, maybe tempting us to return to old familiar patterns or people and relationships. But the square also really pulls at evolution, personal evolution, pushing us to move beyond our comfort and into the unknown, into territory that we're not used to. It's a time to reflect on how our relationships can evolve to support our future growth. And overall is really going to be about putting us on the path to make sure that the relationships and partnerships that we have in our life are meant to be there. On September 7th at 12:20 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, Mercury in Leo forms a tense square with Uranus retrograde in Taurus. This is an aspect that can shake up our usual ways of thinking, pushing us to break free from conventional patterns and embrace new, unconventional, fun, innovative ideas. I also really think it's a call to be more flexible and adaptable. Mercury's usual clarity and decisiveness may be thrown off balance by Uranus's very erratic energy, meaning surprising thoughts and insights, or maybe disruptive conversations. Who knows? It can go in either way. It's a time when our usual methods of communication might not suffice, and we're forced to think on our feet, to innovate, maybe a lot of nervous energy, and also to consider perspectives we might have previously dismissed, you know, to have breakthroughs. But I also will say that the square can create friction, naturally, leading to misunderstandings or impulsive decisions that we might regret later. So it's important to stay grounded, to think before we speak, and to be open to the possibility that the disruptions we face are usually always necessary for our growth. Last aspect of the week is the opposition between the Sun in Virgo and Saturn retrograde in Pisces on September 8th at 12:34 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. This aspect really forces us to balance our energy with control and to perfect our environment with the understanding that not everything can be neatly fixed or managed or categorized. In astrology, this kind of opposition is a moment of importance where we're called to recognize the limits of our control. The Sun's drive for improvement and organization in Virgo meets Saturn's reminders of the inevitable imperfections and uncertainties that life brings. This can lead to feelings of frustration, naturally, you know, as we attempt to impose order on situations that resist it, or as we come up against difficulties and obstacles that test our patience. So the key here is to recognize that some things are just beyond our control and to find peace in doing what we can while also accepting what we can't change. This opposition also invites us to integrate the practical with the spiritual, Virgo with Pisces. Virgo's focus on the more tangible, more real details of life has to be balanced with Pisces energy. So by embracing both sides of this opposition, we can create a more holistic approach to our challenges, recognizing that true mastery, quote unquote, I guess, comes not just from control, but from understanding and accepting the broader forces at play in our lives. And that concludes this week's episode of Witch Talk. Witches, stay safe, stay beautiful, stay mindful, stay demure, stay radiant. We are about to enter the darker period of the year, the period of harvest and rest and hibernation. And these seasons, although a bit isolating, it is extremely crucial when it comes to planting the seeds to our growth, you know? And it may be hard, but you just have to take it one day at a time. If you enjoyed this episode, make sure to subscribe, leave a review, and share it with your friends. And join me next week as we continue our journey through the cosmos. Until then, keep slaying and stay witchy. Bye!